The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Shimon Greenbaum Shlita of the Kollel Evan HaEzer Lamaisa of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Mishnah in Saita Laman Aleph Laman Aleph, the beginning of the sixth parak begins. Mishakine Leishtei V'nistera, for the Shom Me'eva Pireach Yaitzi V'ding Sigma. The gears to the way we have it is that a person who warned his wife with a kinoi afterwards v'nister, there was a steer. Afilu shama me'ifa perech, when he heard from a flying bird, yet reading suba according to Eliezer, Bishua argues and he says, Achi yisu yitnu bo mzoiz b'levon, until the ladies who spin at night discuss it. Rashi learns the machlekes of Eliezer and Yeshua is talking about the actual steer. Mishkin is lovenistira. I feel a shom about the steer from the Eifa Pireach. And he says that the machlekes is, do I need eidus for steer or not? Eliezer holds that you don't need eid kasha, therefore even Eifa Pireach would have nemonis to believe that there was a steer. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying even that there's no such nemonis for steer because he holds you need two aiden. However, once there's a pirsum taking place from this discussion, therefore such a priestess that it won't help to be mad to give her to try testing over the waters because of the pirsum that took place that everyone knows about. That is how Rashi is gairus in the Mishnah. Taisris, on the other hand, brings a gesa. Hachigasim b'seidah Mishnah, Mishikin in law, hafil shama mi oifa pireach. After the kinoi they heard about, and what was the need over here is they heard about tuma. Was she nitma, was she not nitma? And that's the shalom we'd see a big subosa. The Rambam in Tiyash HaMishnayis also explains even if the proof that she was nivla, that it was tumma, comes from the birds, then he does not have the choice of giving her ashka, and therefore she cannot remain with him. He has to give a ksuba. Who betachlis a person who is sick with evil, but the other man has to be well publicized. Therefore, because of the publicity, that's why he cannot give her to drink. The Rambam in Yad HaChazak also paskins as such. Chaim Shoma. He heard people talk, discussing if the king is dear, discussing Shazinas imha ish shekinela, that she was nitma. Harizasu the kaim of yetziting ksuba. He may not keep her, and he has to go and he has to give her a ksuba. The case of Mishnah is matmi on the Rambam. How is this possible? Is there what happened over here? There was first a kinoi, a stira, and after that they heard about tumah. In fact, because of Mishnah, any time there's a kinoi or stira, the Rambam paskins in halacha in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, teitzib leksuba. She loses the ksuba just by virtue of the fact that there was a stira. And over here, how could it be worse that because there was a Rinun afterwards, as a kov came out afterwards that she was a nitma'ah, that should not be enough of a siba to be mitame, to make her get back the ksuba. How did the ksuba come back? Because if Mishnah gives his answer, that it was Eid Echad, that's a Doichik. We don't find that it's talking Dafka where there's a steer, but Eid Echad, he said, it's any steer. Answer the Shita of Rambam and Mekalas Mishnah answers that which in Halacha Beis Rambam says with Kinyan Stira there is no Ksuba. That's because it's talking Bizman Hazeh where we don't have the Meisaita. However, the Bizman HaBayis, even with the Stira, she did not lose the Ksuba because she still has the Eitzah of having a shtira, and because of that, the shtira itself is not a proof that she was mizana, simply because she says, I'll drink the water and everyone will see my innocence. Therefore, she does not lose the ksuba unless she ends up having a shtira bepoil. The Masiri Keach gives a similar answer. He wants to say that she tells the husband, you should have, if you, to put yourself in the ksuba, you have to say that it's my fault, and that I caused my doing over here of tumah with a person is what's causing me not to be able to drink. So whose fault is it that I'm not going to get the ksuba? Is it the lady's fault? Is it the husband's fault? So the lady could tell the husband, it's your loss, simply because you could have brought me to Bezin right away, to Sanhedrin, to give me the Ashka, the Meisaita, because you waited, and that's what brought out the coil that's being massaged in the tumor. Therefore, I'm not taking the loss because it's your fault that person which stops the shtiyah took place. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra Kufayin Ches, the Mechaber, in Kesef Mishnah Paskins, that if there's a rinon, means a koi was yotze after kinyan shtiyah, without edim, then Yetzi reading Ksuba, which would sound that if there are Eidim, then there's no Ksuba. And that's, of course, the Shita say that we're only talking about Eidim. Once there's Eidim on Stira, there's no way to pater, no way to reinstate the Chiyuv Ksuba once it was Nifta Eidei Kinyan Stira. However, according to the Mekavis HaMishna and the Maaser Hekech, each with his own understanding why that is, even where there are Edim, she would lose the Ksuba if there would be a Rinon. There would be people discussing it afterwards, she would lose the Ksuba. We would pass him not like the Shulchan Aruch. However, this is again only at the time when it was, they would, like the Mekavis HaMishna says, only when the Bizman HaBayis. However, Bizman HaZeh, Chayyah, what he's saying is true, there is no place to reinstate the Ksuba once there's Kineas too. She loses the Ksuba and there's no Mesaita to go for afterwards. Therefore, there's no Dinah that the Baal should have brought her the drink. And there's definitely no Taina, like the Mekavis HaMishna learns, there's no Taina that she would have tested negative on the Meseita test. Therefore, Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, is true regardless. However, it's one of the ways to come out of Machlokes.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.